Fewer women have been having babies since the pandemic began, at least in a traditional hospital setting. Eric Stock reports, an economist says the COVID-19 baby bust isn't just a problem for hospitals, it's eventually going to be a problem for all of us.
Carl Broman Medical Center in Normal handles the biggest share of baby deliveries in McLean County. In the first part of 2020, births were on the rise, but early this year, the trend reversed. Carl Broman delivered 13% fewer babies in January through April compared to the first 4 months of last year. So much for that well-worn line about stay-at-home orders leading to more pregnancies. Those instances are anecdotal. Dr. Nona Falk chairs the OBGYN department at Carl Broman.
I have people close to me who did get pregnant during the pandemic, so that was interesting, and it's fun. We, you know, obviously it's our business, so we love to see those patients pregnant.
Folks say she understands why some might not be ready to start or grow their family during a global pandemic.
When these big worldwide events occur, like 9/11 and things like that, people really think about, do we want to bring a child into this world? And so maybe some of that was going through their heads.
Folks says Carl Broman also helped keep unwanted pregnancies down during the pandemic by making sure women had access to contraception even when access to doctors' offices was limited. OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington saw a slight uptick in baby deliveries in early 2021, but deliveries have been stable year to year. Lisa M. heads the OBGYN department at OSF. M suspects COVID shutdowns and all the economic uncertainty also kept more couples from having more kids.
What's going to happen here in the next year or 2 years? How's their economic status going to be, maybe on a personal level and just more globally?
But declining birth rates were not just a consequence of COVID. Illinois Wesleyan University economist Mike Seaborg says that trend has been ongoing for decades, and that, he says, will cause more economic concerns for decades to come.
People that would have been born 20 years from now will not be entering the workforce. And so a decline in the birth rate means a decline in the working age population.
Seaborg says the U.S. is on the verge of a financial cliff. He says programs including Social Security and Medicaid need people paying into them, especially as people live longer. Not only are births down, the immigrant population has also declined. Seaborg says the U.S. will need to come up with solutions to keep those entitlement programs solvent.
We really lag behind much of the advanced industrial world in regards to sort of family-friendly policy that encourages families to have children. But I think we're going to have to really consider that.
Seaborg proposes daycare subsidies as one option. Seaborg says the pandemic has been especially hard on women. Many of them had to give up work or reduce hours to help their children with remote learning. Bloomington Normal's two hospitals saw a 6% drop in deliveries from early 2020 to this year, but a birthing center in Bloomington did see a baby boom. Stephanie Harper is administrator of the Birth Center of Bloomington Normal. The center saw a nearly 60% increase in deliveries from early 2020 to this year.
Out-of-hospital births are, you know, just gradually increasing, and I think the pandemic will only continue to increase that number.
The birth center only handles low-risk pregnancies. Harper says birth centers are growing across the country as more people seek the help of a midwife and the calmer setting that a standalone birth center offers.
We have some pretty poor outcomes for moms and babies as a nation, as a whole, and I think moms are really, you know, looking at options, especially when you look at the disparities for Black women.
Lisa M. at OSF St. Joseph Medical Center says hospitals are also more restrictive to visitors, and that likely prompted more families to choose a birth center instead.
Labor and delivery units are now kind of more of a closed unit where we allow the women and their one partner, but we don't allow more families coming in. And I think, you know, that's kind of steered people away, or just the people being nervous about going into a hospital and could they get COVID at the hospital.
M says she doesn't mind the more expectant moms are turning away from hospitals for delivery. She says it's good that women have options and can birth where they feel most comfortable. I'm Eric Stock.
The CDC says birth rates in the U.S. dropped 4% last year to their lowest level since the 1970s. Teen pregnancies fell 8%.